We can imagine being the women approaching the tomb, as we heard in the Gospel of St. Mark. In many ways, that's actually the moment when we come face to face with our own sinfulness. We come face to face with Jesus giving his life on the cross. The evening that the disciples and the women and all those that were his special folks that walked with him that night after he died must have been tremendously difficult. Probably didn't get any sleep at all, wondering what's it all about and what's the meaning of all of it. In many ways, Jesus rising from the dead was a surprise to the early church. He told them after 3 days he would rise, but they didn't really believe. That's actually what tonight is about. It's calling us into belief, calling us into faith. And a faith that can stand against all that's happening in the world right now. St. Paul, in his letter to the Romans, had some time to meditate on what was the actual meaning of Jesus' death and then baptism. How does it fit together? And St. Paul tells us, brothers and sisters, are you unaware that we who are baptized in Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Levi and John, tonight, you will be baptized into the death of Jesus. But that's not the end. That's the key. We were indeed baptized into his death, and we were indeed buried with him through baptism into death. So that just as Christ was raised from the dead to the glory of the Father, we might live in newness of life. Wow. When you come forward to receive the sacrament of baptism and we pour the water of life upon you, the Easter water, the resurrection water, all your sins are forgiven. Wow. Wow. That's happened to all of us, by the way. Now, the rest of us know that we need the sacrament of reconciliation also, right? And that sacrament also enables us to touch the waters of life every time we confess our sins. But you, Levi, and you, John, tonight are forgiven everything, everything. And it's only by the power of Jesus Christ rising from the dead that that actually is possible. For if we have grown in union with him, St. Paul tells us, through a death like his, we shall also be united with him in a resurrection. We know that our old self was crucified with him. That's why he died on the cross, to take our old selves of sinfulness and to bring reconciliation with the Father, to bring healing to the world, to bring forgiveness to the world. And we shall also be united with him in the resurrection, so that our sinful body might be done away with, that we might no longer be in slavery to sin. That is the prayer. For indeed, a dead person has been absolved from sin. Even then, we have died with Christ. Now that's something we forget, and that's for all of us. We have died with Christ. That moment is really the call to faith. Because in that moment, we realize that if we have died with Christ, we also believe that we shall live with him. And so we die to our old selves so that we may rise with him to life eternal and life everlasting. We know that Christ, raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has power over him. That one line explodes on the earth. The living Jesus dies no more. Jesus lives to die no more. That is the hope and the promise for each of us. And so as you enter the waters of baptism, and you enter the oil of confirmation, it becomes a moment in which you are prepared to receive the Jesus who died on the cross for you, who rose from the dead to show you the way, who ascended to the Father so that you may receive his body and his blood and share in that body and blood forever. It is the gift we take from this church tonight and every time we celebrate the Mass. As to his death, he died to sin once and for all. As to life, he lives for God. That's the invitation for us, to live for God every moment of every day. Consequently, you too must think of yourselves as being dead to sin and living for God in Christ Jesus. That's our pledge of faith, that we live for him in Christ Jesus. That's our prayer for you, Levi. That's our prayer for you, John. And that's our prayer for us as a faith community. And so as they make their baptism promises, we as a church also will do the same. It will be a moment for us to say who we live for. Are we living for ourselves? Are we living for the world? Are we living for the sins in our lives? Or are we living for Christ risen from the dead? Let's pray for that grace. Amen.